Welcome back. Okay, in this sub-session, we're going to talk about that target marketing. Okay, understanding target market is also very, very important for the entrepreneurs. Okay, so without understanding target market, you know, we cannot simply do the businesses, right? Okay, target market. I want to give you some of the interesting example about the target market. Do you know the Japost.com? You know, Japost.com is specialized e-commerce website for shoes, okay? And Japost.com was created by one of the entrepreneurs. His name was, you know, Nick Swinman. You know, he had an idea to sell the shoes, you know, online. Then, you know, he created just a simple website and take a picture around the shoe store nearby his house. Then just he uploaded this picture on, you know, on website, and then just wait for the consumers. And surprisingly, so many consumers, you know, placed the order from the online. Okay, then once he received the consumer order, then he visited your real shoe store and just purchased the shoes from the real shoe store and delivered these shoes to the consumers who placed the order through the online. Okay, this is kind of very, very small and kind of experimental, you know, website. But then later, you know, the consumer base grow and he needs some kind of, you know, money, okay, to make his business kind of standardized and structured, right? So we need some kind of, you know, the system, something like that. So this way, anyway, so he tried to generate investment, okay? He tried to attract the investors. So he met the investors finally. Then he said that, well, our company sells shoes online, and please invest us. Okay, this is his suggestion. Then the investors at the time, his name was Tony Hsieh. Okay, then right now, you know, then later he became the CEO of Japost.com. Then many years ago, but he passed away, you know, through the tragic accident. Anyway, so the Tony Hsieh at the time, he was investor, and he responded to the suggestion of the Nick Swinman. Tony Hsieh said that. Who to purchase shoes online? Okay, you know, to purchase shoes and we should try on it. But if we purchase shoes, you know, how can they, you know, try on the shoes? So my idea is, you know, nobody can purchase the shoes. Okay, it's a kind of a natural reaction, right? A natural reaction. Then Nick Swinman responded to the criticism of the Tony Hsieh like this. Well, in 1998, the U.S. shoes market was worth $40 billion, and 50 of them was being sold through the mail order catalog. Okay, catalog mean, you know, 5% of them, 5% of the entire consumers purchased the shoes anyway without trying on it, right? So, even before the internet exists, 1 hour of 20 pairs of the shoes was already being sold by mail order. Then right now, you know, we provide some alternative marketplaces, which is online, okay, e-commerce. So it's about just selling through the internet what was being sold already through the mail order catalog. Okay, so right now we have 5% of entire huge market. What do you think? What impressive, right? So the Tony Hsieh immediately understand the market size, immediately understand the businesses. So Tony Hsieh said that, yes, what about $500,000? Would $500,000 enough? So he invested $500,000 right now. This is a kind of very important, very interesting story about understanding target market. So the Nick Swinman, you know, totally understood the market size. And then he has the ability to persuade other people to understand the market side, right? Let's move on to the kind of another interesting story. This is the Chinese global problem, okay, what it is. Please support you guys as global makers, okay? So you are making globe. And then your goal is to go to China and sell your globe to the Chinese people. Okay, it's a great market because there are about how many people live in China? There are about, 1.4 billion. Yes, 1.4 billion people live in China. Huge population, huge. Okay, so your approach is good, right? Then my question is, how much is your real market size? Okay, how much is your target market? Just think about a little bit, think about it, okay? How much is it? Okay, I wanna go to the China, okay, where 1.4 billion people live there. Then how much is my target market? I'm the globe maker. Yeah, what about 1%? Okay, let's say just simply 1% of the total market. So, okay, we have 1.4 billion people. 1% mean 14 millions, okay? 14 millions people, right? So you target to 14 million. Well, it's about 25% of the entire Korean population. Wow, it's a huge, huge scale, right? So we are going to just, you are going to just make a simple globe and do the business with 14 million people, right? So is it done? Is it done? What do you think? So you're done, right? And the 14 million is your target market? What do you think? Well, actually, there is a problem. What kind of problems? We don't know what types of globe you are making. We don't know it, right? So your globe can be, winter times globe, okay, winter globe, ski globe. But think about, not everyone in China need those types of globe, okay? Because, many Chinese people live in kind of a tropical, area. Okay, which is very warm and very hot. They don't need a glove. Okay, they never use a glove. And then so many Chinese people don't know how to play ski. Okay, because they live in kind of very hot area, right? What do you think? So we can get rid of those types of consumers. So you are not targeting 1.4 billion, okay, as an entire market, right? And also think about it. If your globe is examination globe for the hospital, then your consumers are kind of hospitals, okay? It's not university. It's not just workplaces. Just normal workplaces don't need your types of your gloves, okay? Only just the hospital need your glove. So based on their usage, based on their the consumer's preference, your target market can be different, okay? And what about income level and buying habit and cultural differences? Okay, based on these, unknown, factors, based on these unknown factors, your target market can be different. Okay? So, this Chinese globe problem teaches a very critical lesson. What it is? Large population, does not automatically mean the large market. As an entrepreneur, right? As an entrepreneur, we must avoid these types of traps. Okay? These types of trap of, total population equal your consumers. Instead, we need to define kind of a realistic and reachable and possible segment based on your product and based on your consumer's preference and consumer's usage, consumer's need, we say it is a target market, okay? It's a target market. So that means we need to identify who actually need your product, okay? Before then, you identify what is your product itself, okay? What is your product and who actually need your product or service and who is willing and able to pay for your product. Okay, and where they are living, okay, and how can you reach them, okay? How can you reach them, okay? So this is all about the target market, okay? Now we understand what it is, right? as we discussed before, the market is a set of buyers, okay? But more important thing is the buyers have several different groups of buyers exist, okay? So for example, there are total theoretical market, okay? Entire market, okay? Like in China, 1.4 billion people. These are entire theoretical market. And among the theoretical market, there are sub-market, and among the sub-market, there are addressable market, and among the addressable market, and we can target a certain kind of market. Okay, so the target market consists of several different layers. Okay, we say it is a target market funnel. Okay, again, target market funnel consists of, you know, four different layers. From the total theoretical market, served market, addressable market, and target market. What about what is the total theoretical market? It is the entire all potential, you know, consumers. Served market, you know, among all potential consumers. Served market refers to the set of the buyer with the interest in your product. Okay, only the people, only the consumers who has an interest in your product, okay? And among this served market, addressable market refers to the set of the buyer who have interest and access to your product, okay? Again, they have interest in your product and also they can access your product. For example, if your product is a mobile application, okay, mobile applications, then addressable market should have some kind of interest in your mobile application, as well as they can access your product. You know, it means they should have smartphone. They should have cell phone. Without cell phone, you know, they cannot access your product, although they have an interest in your service or product. Do you understand that? Okay, this is a kind of addressable market meaning. And among the addressable market, you just put kind of a very critical or a very specific criteria, one or two criteria to identify your target market, okay? This is a kind of a target market that you decide to capture, okay, from the addressable market. So now you understand what is the, you know, the target market funnel? Okay, so now, you know, we are going to apply the target market funnel into the real world startup, okay? Let's look at it. This is the target market funnel again. And, you know, I'm going to apply this concept to the LinkedIn businesses. You know the LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn is kind of a specialized social website, you know, social network, right? Specialized social network company for kind of job. Right. So, you know, you can find out great job opening from the LinkedIn, and also you can upload your profile so that, you know, the companies can recruit the job candidate. Right. So this is kind of a LinkedIn. So when the LinkedIn start the businesses, they probably conducted the market, you know, the target market, right? Conducted the research about target market. And then they started in America, right? At that time, you know, how many people live in America? Because the total population in America would be the total theoretical market, right? So how many people live in America? Yes, at that time, just 320 million people live in America, okay? This is a kind of, you know, total theoretical market of the LinkedIn at that time. Okay, right now the population increased a little bit, but, you know, when the LinkedIn started, you know, in America, there are 320 million people live there. And what is the served market? Among the theoretical market, we need to identify the served market. Okay, the served market means any set of sets of the buyer who are interested in your product. Okay, so who will be interested in the LinkedIn types of the social, the media? Okay, social network website. Well, about job seekers, of course, right? The job seekers, because the LinkedIn is a special type of, you know, social network website for the job seekers. Okay, how many of them, right? So we can figure it out, how many of them? So roughly maybe 70%, okay? 71% of the entire population would be job seekers. And they are interested in job, right? So although they have a job, you know, they can seek for the new job, right? So 71% of them are job seekers. How many? 226 million people. Okay, then later, you know, we need to figure it out, addressable market. Addressable market mean any set of buyer who has an interest and also can access to your product or services. What is your product? LinkedIn. Hey, LinkedIn product is social network service. Social network service mean, okay, so how to reach your service? You know, in order to reach your services, they should use social network services. They should have account of the social network services. And they should be familiar with the social network service. So in this case, we'd better identify how many people use the social network service. Okay. It is called as social network services, penetration. Okay. This is a social media, social network penetration was around 60%. So how much of them? You know, 60% out of served market, right? 60% out of served market, you know, can use a social media or social network. How many of them? 126 million people. Okay. Okay. So among the 100 million people, we finally identified our target market. Okay, so we started served market. How many? 126 million people. Okay, among them, who would be our real and ideal target market? Yeah, because we are targeting some kind of qualified job seekers. So in order to meet our consumer need, we target to the educated people, okay, at least, high school graduate. Okay, wow, great. So how many of them, among addressable market, 87% of American people graduate high school, at least. So then we can apply 87%, to the addressable market. Then we got 110 million people as our target market. Okay, so based on this target market, LinkedIn started their businesses, and then they achieved the actual demand. How much? Actual demand was 111 million. So their target market was very close to their actual demand. Okay, this is a target market funnel, and now you understand how to calculate your target market. Again, your target market started from theoretical, total theoretical market. Then you identify your, served market first. Then identify addressable market from the served market. Then later you put your criteria, one or two critical criteria. Then you figure out your target market out of your addressable market, like LinkedIn, right? Okay, but these days, in the real field of the startup, the startup companies use the kind of simplified version of the target market. So the concept of the target market funnel was great, but a little bit complicated. Okay, so that's why these days so many startups simplified this, traditional target market funnel into the Tom Samson. Okay, have you heard about Tom Samson? In the previous, traditional the target market funnel has four different layers, from the total theoretical market, served market, addressable market, and target market. But the Tom Samson has just only three layers. Okay, so Tom and Sam and Som. Okay, let's look at the meaning of the Tom Samson. Okay, Tom is a total addressable market. Total addressable market means total market demand. Okay, total market demand. It can be entire population, or it can be kind of similar to the served market in a previous traditional, target market funnel. So the TAM in this case, TAM can be located somewhere in between total theoretical market and served market. Okay, in a traditional, target market funnel. What about Sam? Sam is serviceable addressable market. Serviceable addressable market. Okay, serviceable addressable market means the market you can serve. Compared to the traditional target market funnel, Sam is located, you know, can be located somewhere between served market and addressable market, okay, in a traditional target market funnel, right? And what about SOM? SOM is serviceable, obtainable market. Okay, this market is about the market you can realistically capture. Okay, realistically. It can be short-term goal. This is a kind of very similar, somewhere between, addressable market and target market in a traditional, target market funnel. Anyway, you'd better get used to these types of concept, because these days so many people use the time same sum instead of a traditional target market funnel. Okay, let's take an example from, previous Japos.com case. So the Nick Swinman said that total market was how much? Do you remember that? It's a $40 billion market. $40 billion in 1998. U.S. huge market worth $40 billion. Do you remember that? Okay, so among the $40 billion, just five of them are kind of mail order purchase. Okay, five percent of them are mail order purchase. So we can calculate. We can simply calculate 5% of, 5% out of total market. How much is it? $2 billion. So the SAM was $2 billion. Okay, SAM was $2 billion. And what about SOM? Okay, so among the 5%, among this $2 billion, mail order catalog purchase, we just target to realistically. We can capture just at least 1% of $2 billion market. So how much is it? Just $20 million. So our sum would be $20 million. Okay? It was based on our assumption of just 1% out of SAM. Wow, what do you think? It's much simpler, right? It's much simpler than the traditional target market funnel. Okay, let's take another example, which is Airbnb. Do you remember the Airbnb? So the Airbnb's TAM is a little bit different from, the Japos.com's TAM. Okay, Japos.com calculated this entire total market as dollars, okay, as money that consumers spend. But, Airbnb calculated, total market based on the numbers of the trips. Okay, they calculated how many trips take place a year in America. So 1.9 billion trips occurs in America. Okay, they calculate 1.9 billion trips occurs in America. Okay, this is a total market. Among this total market, they calculated SAM. Okay, SAM. Among the total market, just budget travelers. Okay, budget travelers the travelers who care for the efficiencies. Okay, no luxurious travelers. Okay, no hotel users. Okay, just budget travelers who can use the bed and breakfast, who can use a motel. Okay, something like that. So how many of them and those types? How many of them? Those types of trips, they calculate those types of trips as 532 million trips. Okay, 532 million trips are kind of a budget traveling. Okay, which is great, right? And the SOM, the full 532 million trips, okay, we can just realistically capture, what about 2% of them? Okay, 2%. Well, in this case, we easily calculate to 2% of the SAM, then we can get the SOM. How much? 10.6 million trips, okay? So we target to the 10 million trips. Okay, then we can get a small commission from the 10 million trips. Then we easily get our the revenues. Okay, expected revenue. This is a very simple version of the target marketing, TAM, SAM, SOM. Okay, let's move on to another examples. What about the Grab? Okay, you know the Grab. You know, if you are in the Malaysia or Indonesia or Singapore, probably you are very familiar with the Grab. Okay, Grab is like the Uber, like very similar to the Uber, specialized Uber in this, you know, Southeast Asian countries such as Malaysia, Indonesia, etc. So how many of the entire markets? Okay. Then, you know, in this case, you know, the Grab calculates the total market based on the money that people spend. So, you know, they calculate the TOM as the money that people spend for the taxi service. How much is it? Entire, you know, Southeast Asia, entire market was or maximum $20 billion market. Okay, this is taxi market was $20 billion market, okay, when they started businesses. Okay, what about SAM? You know, out of total market TAM, and then they focused on serviceable market, right? They focused on serviceable market as Malaysia only, okay? So we focused on Malaysia only, which is urban area, urban taxi users, Malaysia. So then they quickly calculate the money that urban taxi users in Malaysia spent for the taxi service. So it was just 1 billion, okay? It was maximum 1 billion. Then among this sum, you know, the Grab founders, you know, realistically they captured just 2% or 1 or 2% of the sum. Okay, then they easily calculated $5 million to $10 million as a sum, because we are able to realistically capture the kind of 1 or 2% from the SAM, right? So our sum would be $5 million or $10 million. What do you think? It can be very easy, right? Easy follow. You know, you can follow the TAM sum very easy. Then you can apply this concept in your the startup. So I suggest you guys to apply TAM-SAM sum principle into your businesses. Okay, how to use it? The step one is you need to define your business idea very well. Okay, what is your product and services, and what problem does your product solve? Okay, so for example, if you are producing or delivering on-demand tutoring application for high school students, think about it. This is your product and services. Again, on-demand, the tutoring application, okay, through our mobile phone, right? For the high school student. Okay, this is who you are. This is what is your product service. Okay, so the step two, right? You need to identify your total addressable market. Okay, total addressable market. So you ask yourself, what is the broadest possible market for your service and product? And who are all potential consumers? Okay, what is the total market size in dollar-based or in user-based? Okay, in your product, in this case, you know, hypothetical product was on-demand, the tutoring application for the high school student. So suppose that you target to the global market, then how many people over there? Okay, how much they spend for the tutoring, okay, services. So we just calculated, and all students aged 12 to 18 worldwide, and then they spend $50 billion for the tutoring services. So there are 50 billion industry exist already. So this is a total, you know, the addressable market, which is 10. For your hypothetical services, okay? And then step three, once you identify your TAM, you identify your SAM. SAM is a serviceable available market. And you ask yourself, who can you realistically serve your services today, okay? In order to get this answer, you need to consider kind of geography and language and regulation or tech accessibility, et cetera, et cetera. So for example, your service is on-demand, you know, tutoring application, then your SAM would be urban high school student in English-speaking countries, okay? So considering all the factors such as geography, language, regulation, or tech, considering all the factors, and you just figured out your Sam would be, you know, urban high school student in English speaking countries. And then how much they spend for those types of service? Yes, $5 billion. Okay. So the $5 billion market exists as your Sam. So the last step is to identify your serviceable obtained market, which is SOM. Okay. You ask yourself, what portion of the SAM can you capture, you know, realistically in the near term? Near term means in the near future, 1 or 3 years. Okay. So how many consumers can you realistically acquire in next, you know, 1 or 3 months, 3 years? Okay. This is the kind of a SAM. What about your hypothetical cases? In this case, you know, online tutoring, on-demand tutoring, the mobile application service for high school student. You know, you identify $5 billion as a SAM, right? And what about just 1% out of SAM? Then you got, you know, you got your SOM. You know, how much is it? Well, 1% out of $5 billion, then you just target to the $50 million as a SOM. So your target market would be $50 million market. What do you think? It's pretty simple, right? And can you apply the Thompson SOM principle, you know, when you calculate your target market? Okay. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to apply the Thompson SOM, you know, principle. It will be very helpful.